This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Voting is underway for the sixth and penultimate phase of Lok Sabha elections. In this phase, polling is being held in 58 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, all 10 seats in Haryana, 8 seats each in Bihar and West Bengal, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir. Voting began at 7 in the morning and will conclude at 6 p.m. Over 49% voters had already cast their vote by 3 p.m. A total of 889 candidates are in the fray in this phase. The prominent candidates whose fate will be locked in EVMs include senior BJP leaders Dharmendra Pradhan, Maneka Gandhi, Manohar Lal Khattar and Manoj Tiwari, and Congress leaders Dipender Singh Hooda, Kumari Sailja, Raj Babbar and Kanhaiya Kumar. Samajwadi Party leader Dharmendra Yadav and PDB chief Mehbooba Mufti are also in the fray. Over 11 crore voters are eligible to vote in this phase across 1.14 lakh polling stations. Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure smooth and hassle-free voting. Poll body has specially reminded voters in urban centres like Delhi, Gurgaon and Faridabad to exercise their right to vote and break the trend of urban apathy. Simultaneously, polling is being held for 42 seats of Odisha Assembly in the third phase. In addition, Assembly by-elections for Karnal seat in Haryana and Gansati constituency in Uttar Pradesh are also taking place. Over 49% voter turnout was recorded till 3 p.m. State-wise polling percentages, in West Bengal over 70%, Jharkhand over 54%, Uttar Pradesh nearly 44%, Haryana over 46%, Bihar over 45%, Jammu and Kashmir over 44%, NCT of Delhi over 44% and Odisha over 48%. Campaigning continues for seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. Top political leaders are leaving no stone unturned to garner support in their party's favour. Polling in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and a union territory on the 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP lead Narendra Modi today accused INDI alliance parties of being opportunistic and a coalition of dynastic parties. Addressing election rallies in Pataliputra and Karakat parliamentary constituencies, Mr. Modi said family-centric parties like Congress, Samajwadi Party, National Conference, RJD, NCP and AAP want to make the Prime Minister's post a musical chair. He said these parties have no vision and they only have confusion. Mr. Modi will also address a rally in Ghazipur constituency in Uttar Pradesh. Wife of Samajwadi Party Chief Dimple Yadav and Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will hold a roadshow in Varanasi. Maldives is set to introduce India's rupee service. The move is being seen to bolster the Maldivian rufiya. Meanwhile, there has not been any announcement of timeline for the launch. Local news reports quote Maldives Minister of Economic Development and Trade Mohammed Saeed, who highlighted how both India and China have agreed to conduct bilateral trade using local currencies. This initiative aims to reduce dependency on the US dollar and strengthen regional financial integration. Minister Saeed noted that he met with Indian High Commissioner Munu Mahawar 2 weeks ago. Mr. Mahawar assured New Delhi's support in facilitating the settlement of import payments in Indian rupees, marking a significant step in economic collaboration between the two nations. India Meteorological Department, IMD, today said that the deep depression over the East Central Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify into a cyclonic storm by today evening. The IMD, in a statement, said Cyclone Raimal is likely to cross between the Bangladesh and West Bengal coasts tomorrow midnight and become a severe cyclonic storm. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu stormed into the women's singles final of the Malaysian Masters Badminton in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, today. In archery, India bagged a gold and a silver medal at the World Cup Stage 2 at Yecheon in South Korea today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.